I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio here by Treasurer of the World Tug of War International Federation, Dan McCarthy, a Cork man. You're very welcome to Donegal, Dan. Thanks for coming up and popping into Highland Radio here and having a chat with us. Dan, suppose it's well noted you're up here because of next weekend's World Championship that is coming to Letterkenny, to the county here. An exciting time for everyone involved, and no doubt it's an exciting time for you as well.
Yes, I'm delighted to be here in Letterkenny. Just to give you a brief synopsis of how it came to be hosted in Letterkenny, the Tug of War International Federation have their annual congress each year, and we as Ireland tendered to host this championship in Letterkenny. It was primarily due to the involvement of Danny McGonigal from the Clonmany Tug of War Club. He has been a member there for 40 years and the original organiser of the club. Danny came to me sometime and he said, Dan, he said, if I had one request in my life, it would be to host the World Indoor Championship in Letterkenny before I die. And I said, Danny, I hope you don't die before we get it to Letterkenny. So in April 2016, TWIF Congress was held in Belfast, and we had stiff competition from four other countries for the venue, but we won it on a vote, and it was granted to Letterkenny here to take place in the Aura Centre, which I must say is a fantastic facility. The management outside there are second to none. Everything is straightforward, no problems. Anything we asked for, we got, and it's an excellent facility, again, as I've already said, with seating for 800 people. For people that may not know much about this event, we are hosting the event over a four-day period. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. On Thursday and Friday, it's the club against club. And we have a total of 99 clubs entered in 13 weight classes on Thursday and Friday. On Saturday and Sunday, it's the World Championship itself, with 13 countries being represented from right across the world. We have Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, Basque, Netherlands, Italy, Latvia, Germany, Chinese Taipei, Japan, Ukraine and Russia. And we are delighted to be hosting these people in Letterkenny.
So a massive amount of people coming to the event, and 13 different weights. You know, how many different countries have we got there? We've nearly
13 different countries, yes, which is a great boost also. In actual fact, we have 700 participants booked into accommodation in Letterkenny on a six-night bed, breakfast and dinner menu, which is a massive, it's 4,200 bed nights. That's the way the people look at it here in Letterkenny.
And we had the fortune of Danny and Cormac coming up and having a chat with us about the event and just the logistics of it, and a dream that Danny had to bring it here to the county. And suppose, Dan, from your point of view, we're going to get into the sport here. It's a sport that some people might know a lot about. And look, it's on their doorstep here in the county next weekend. You're going to urge as many people to get off the couch and come out and watch it.
Yes, for sure. I'll start by saying if you want to see the Ronaldo of Tug of War, be in the Aura Centre Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday. It will be a spectacular event. People have invested a lot of money coming from all over the world. They're not coming for a holiday to Letterkenny. Mm. They are coming to participate in what they think is their Olympic sport. Mm. And hopefully in the future, our aim is to have it in the Olympics, and hopefully this will succeed in time to come.
And tell me, Dan, when we look at the competition side of it, from Thursday to Friday, it's the clubs. It's going to be very, very competitive. And then on the Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be the countries going against each other. So the competitive element of it is going to be huge.
Oh, huge also. Thursday and Friday, a lot of the national teams will be made up from their success on Thursday and Friday. You know, they mix and match, they have two teams in different weights, and they'll pick the best eight, because they know before Saturday morning that you have only one opportunity when you go on the mat. Win is the objective. You know, it's a big event for everybody. They've trained for a lot of time now, but months and months they have been participating in training in their own area. We have ran the National Indoor Championships in Ireland under the Irish Tug of War Association's calendar, and the winners are two teams, one from Dublin, Mountain View, which are a very good team, and also I am very proud to say that Clonmany will be representing Ireland also here, which is a big boost to the area, and hopefully it will draw an extra crowd to come and see their local team participate and represent their country at a World Indoor Tug of War Championship.
Wow. And you touched on the athletes themselves. I'm just thinking about the athletes here. 4 days of, well, hopefully 4 days from an athlete's point of view, that they're going to get picked after the 2 days competing for their clubs. Their actual body, how are they going to keep that right over the weekend?
Well, their body has been slimmed down over the past 2 months, obviously. When it's a weight class competition, for people that don't know, they weigh individually. Each person will weigh individually on the Wednesday morning. We have two weighing slots, one from 7 to 12 on Wednesday and the other from 4 until 6 on Wednesday evening. Each person that will stand up in the scales will be given a form and they will sign that they have reached a weight, whether 70 kilos or 75 or 80 kilos, and that's their weight for the 4 days. They have slimmed down immensely before this competition, and it's a big effort from home point of view. They're on strict diets and everything. It's just not as simple as long go of pulling tug of war as you turn up and you take part. It's a sport. It's an intense sport now, and the competitors put a big amount of effort into being fit. It's all about fitness, stamina, and fitness is what will win competitions here in Letterkenny.
And obviously huge amounts of strength as well is required. So it's just interesting from an athlete's point of view to see that different dynamic. And when you mention stamina as well, I wouldn't think personally of someone pulling a rope. They need to be very, very fit, as in
super fit. These men are super fit. You look at any of them over the next 4 days, there's not too many ounces of waste flesh on any of them. It's a hard sport on the body.
And tell me, Dan, suppose when you looked at Letterkenny, and obviously you had someone there who was really fanatical about the sport and wanted to get it up here. Why did you pick Letterkenny?
Well, fanatical about the sport again, I am repeating myself. Danny McGonigal is fanatic about tug of war, and have no doubt about that. We came to look at the Aura Centre. It's hard to get venues on over the country because we need hotel accommodation and we need a venue. We are very lucky here in Letterkenny. We have three hotels booked here in Letterkenny. The Mount Errigal Hotel is the main headquarters. We also have the Clanree and McGettigan's, and we have two groups of Basque staying in Ballybofey in Jackson's Hotel. So that's just to let you know how many people will be here over the week.
You've been to these occasions down through the years. Tell us, what can people expect?
Well, my first involvement in tug of war was 1982, and I haven't missed an indoor or an outdoor championship since that year. I have seen a lot of good teams. People can expect one of the best weekends of sport in tug of war ever seen in Letterkenny.
So take the...
Take the weekend off, take your holidays, be there over the 4 days. You will not be disappointed. And my wish is for Irish teams to be on the podium, to raise the national flag and play the national anthem, and to have a great weekend at Tug of War here.
So I'm going to ask you that question. Can Ireland, can they potentially win?
Of course they can. Why not? They have won before. It's an open game, but I am very, very confident staging the event in their home country, that they have intense training put in for this. And my hope is that any team that's representing Ireland over the Saturday and Sunday will be on the podium.
Well, look, Dan, we look forward to that, and we're going to hear more about it throughout the next couple of days and next weekend as well. But suppose people can come. What time does the game start?
And competition starts each morning at 9:30.
And goes on
till the finish. Hopefully, we hope to be finished around 5 or 6 in the evening, depending on how long the pulls go on. And it's €5 per person entry, which is a very, very small amount of money to see a spectacular sport.
It definitely is, Dan. Well, look, you're very welcome to Donegal. Thanks. It's good to get a Cork man up here, and thanks for joining us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And of course, we will be giving you all the updates on the proceedings throughout the weekend from the Aura Centre in Letterkenny. That is the World Indoor Tug of War Championship that takes place next weekend from February the 20th to 23rd, and approximately over 1,000 athletes from over 13 to 14 different countries will compete. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.